The Mishnah said Havala Chaisa Vala Chaisolim, that there's Knas B'chavik Chorus as well. So the Gemara asks, Raminu Eilein Aleikin, the Mishnah says in Makas Havala Chaisa Vala Chaisolim Vala Chaisime Vala Chaisishtoi Vala Chaisocha Vala Chaisachiyom Vala Nido. They all have a chiv, all of these chayvik krisos have a chiv malchus. The kaimel of deina loikem mishalim. The halacha is that deina loikem mishalim. The Gemara Amud learns that from the pasuk. They hear shosay. So luchara, it's attention over here. Our Mishnah says that for chayvik koros there's a chiv knas. For that matter, chayvik lavan also. Tosfos talks why don't by chayvik lavan already you see mamzeres. You have the same steer there. But Tosfos talks about. But upon him, in our Mishnah says there's a chiv knas by chayvik lavan by chayvik koros. The Mishnah in Marcus says that you have Marcus by all of these chayvei karas, all of these arayas. So what happened then? Aleikum mishalom. So this kasha I'm going to keep the Gemara busy with for the next like four block. But we're making aschala. So Gemara says, Amar ulu lekashi kan mechaisin hara kan mechaisin beger. But our Mishnah is talking about a chaisin hara. There, this knas, since this knas is no Marcus. The Mishnah in Marcus is talking about a begeris where there's no knas. Since there's no knas, so then you can have Marcus. Chayse bergeres nami kabayshus upkam. What about bayshus upkam? Bayshus is we know bayshus is upkam is upkam is nezik. What was she depreciated by the fact that she's no longer a psula? Months later, we like every nezik. How do we shots up? How do we evaluate nezik? Evan and imkub shuk. So months later, shivch also shivchanim keres l'shuk. How much is she worth as a psula? Not as a psula. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference with the odin? She's a psula or not? He's also ter anyway. So the Gemara says, yeah, but he could marry her to his Eved Knani. Maybe he has an Eved Knani that he likes. He wants to make a fine shivch for him. So this shivch is worth less as a bu'ula. So that's b'gam. It's nezik. Beish is b'gam. So that you have even by a geres. That's not limited to a naira. So the Gemara says b'shaita. So there you don't have beish is b'gam. In fact, the Gemara, you could tsayra. By oinus, you have tsar. By mufuta, there's no tzar. So the Gemara has to dosis lochi. Once you're saying in the kimta of mufuta, so I feel the tema chayis inara. So we could say even talking even by a chayis inara, but we'll make a kimta be a yisayim of mufuta. So since she's a yisayim, everything goes to her, and since she's a mufuta, she's meichel everything. So mele, there's no mammon at all. So the kitzur, the Mishnah Malkus that says that elein aleikin is talking about where there is no chi of mammon. There's no chiyuv knas. There's no chiyuv mammon. No, you don't have any of this chiyuv mammon. Why? Because it's talking about the yisayim mufuta. So the Gemara says, "Amak kasover ulah kol neka bika mammon umalkas mamayna mishalam milkol eloki." So it seems that ulah holds. We know that halacha of deir shalsa. You can't get both. But which one do you get when the two come into a clash? Mammon umalkas. Which one do we give him? So you see from ulah that the two conflict. You get the mammon and not the malkas, because ulah says that where there is a chiyuv mammon, like by a naira, which is not a yisayim mufuta. Where there is a chiyuv mammon, there's no chiyuv malchus. So you see that the chiyuv mammon is doicha the chiyuv malchus, and not the other way around. The chiyuv malchus is only where there is no chiyuv mammon, where you have the potential for both, and the chiyuv mammon takes precedence. Zokin gemara minolei. We'll see later. Rabbi Yechon argues we don't pass like ulah in this regard. Zokin gemara minolei lulaha. Where does ulah know this from? Gam mechayvu bechaveri. He learns that from chabola. Mechayvu bechaveri. The ikam mammon and malchus. Mechayvu bechaveri. There's also potentially mammon and malchus. Because you have a chiyuv mammon, you have a chayvul chaveri has chiyuv mammon, of course, but there's also a chiyuv malchus because there's a lav of pen yosef. Avraham mekenu lo yosef, you're not allowed to be chayvul in somebody. And the halacha is mamayna mishalem milka leiloki. We have a gzeres hakosuf. We'll see soon that you pay mammon and you don't get malchus. So after ulu extrapolates from there, afkal heichadika mammon umalchus mamayna mishalem milka leiloki. In fact, the Gemara hacking went out from there. Mal chayvul chaveri shekem chayv bechamish dvar. Chayvul b'chaveri has a chumra that he's chayiv in chamisha dvarim, which you don't have. Ma chayvul b'chaveri shekein chayiv b'chamisha dvarim. Yeah, we'll think about this later on. But anyway, ma chayvul b'chaveri shekein chayiv b'chamisha dvarim. So it has a chumra. So maybe chayvul b'chaveri, since it has a chumra that it's chayiv in chamisha dvarim, that's why memoidim mishalim milkalei loki. But elsewhere, maybe you get the. Malchus. So that assumes, that pircha assumes, that mammon is a chumrah. So, you know, chayvul b'chaveri has a chumrah, maybe that's why you get mammon. But other things that are not so chumrah, maybe you only get malchus. Apparently, malchus is less than mammon. Gemara's not so sure about that. Says, if you'll say that mammon is a kula, well, we could say an opposite pircha. That chayvul b'chaveri also has a kula. She can't hutta mechala bebeistin. The Gemara is not sure between mamon and malchus, which is chomer and which is kal. You only get one, but which is the chomer and which is the kal? This is also a whole discussion. We'll see. There's a lot. There's going to be a lot of work here to do. But al kapanim, where is the suffix? Which is more chomer, mamon or malchus? But either way, the Gemara says you can't learn out from chayvel because maybe chayvel the chayveri is mamayna mishal milka loki because chayvel is more chomer or because chayvel is more kal. Take your pick, depending on whether mamon is a kulu or mamon is a kulu. So anyway, how can we learn out from chayvel the chayveri? So the Gemara says, Elagomim Edom Zoymim. Edom Zoymim, also you have this halacha that when they come into conflict, Mimayna Mashal, Milka Leiloki. There's a Chi of Mammon, of Kasha Zomim, if it wasn't Edis of Mammon. There's a Chi of Malchus, potentially because of. There's a Chi of Malchus for saying Edis Sheker. Yeah, it's a Chi of Malchus, because that. Vimhoyim and Achreis Rosh, well, there's a Chi of Malchus for the love of saying Edis Sheker, is also a Chi of Malchus. And the halacha is that he pays mom, he doesn't get malchus. So that's maybe that's the source for ulu. Frek gemara mal edim zayim dikem mom and malchus. That's the extrapolation. Kolayech dikem mom and malchus. Moedim mshalam milkele loki. So from no hakim lenaf edim zayim mal edim zayim mishkenin imsuichem asra. Edim zayim have a chumra that they don't need asra. So maybe that's why they have this chumra that you pay mom, assuming that mom is a chumra. The even moedim lekula. And if you say that mom is a kula. Well, Edom Zayim also have a kulish, came with also Maisa. So therefore, we can't really learn out if we chayvul v'chaveri nor from Edom Zayim. Elo gomim mitzvayu, we make a matzat, matzat ashova shbem. Dika mamim u'malkus m'mayim mishalim milka leiloki. Afkol lecha dika mamim u'malkus m'mayim mishalim milka leiloki. So maybe that's the source for ula. So matzat from chayvul and Edom Zayim. Frek the gemara malatzat ashova shbem shken yesh bim tzad chomer. V'mayim lekulish ken yesh bim tzad kal. No, they have a tzad shava, they have a tzad chumah. They both have a chumah. Or if you want to say moment is, or they both have a kula. Again, depending if moment is kal or moment is chumah. But if Shoyim asks, what are you talking about? Every matzad is like that. Matzad shava shavim, that they have something, they have a chumah. But they don't have the same chumah. If that Tosfos talks about Yabai Richos. So anyway, Elo, Ula tachas, tachas gomer, yes, gzer shava, tifocha tachas, sheina, vixifosim, ayin, tachas, ayin, mahosim, moment, mishalim, tachas, sheina, is by oinus. And it says by Chayvul B'Chaveri Ayin Tachas Ayin, so we have Gzeirah Shova Tachas Tachas that compares Chayvul B'Chaveri, where we know this, where we know he pays Mammon and not Malchus, to Knas to Einus. Ma'asim M'Mayin M'Shal Milka Leiloki, Af Kol Hechadika M'Mayin U'Malchus M'Mayin M'Shal Milka Leiloki. That's the end of Ula. So Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So bottom line, so Ula learns out the Gzeirah Shava Tachas Tachas from Chayvul B'Chaveri to Oynus that Mamayna Mishal Milka Leiloki. So now the Gemara originally implied that this is Ula's sheet in general. Kol Heichadikam Mamayna Malkas Mamayna Mishal Milka Leiloki. Now it turns out that he's learning it out from a specific Gzeirah Shava from Chayvul B'Chaveri to Naya Merosa. So this Pshat in the Gemara, the Naya L'Maskana, it's only a din by Knas. By Oynus and Mafata, we have a Gzeirah Shava. So there Ula holds Mamayna Mishal and Milka Leiloki. But maybe in Kol HaTorah Kulo, Ula might agree that he's like a Veinu Mishal. Since at the end, now it turns out it's a specific Gzeirah Shava of Tachas Tachas, specific to Oynus. And I guess Mafata is Hukish to Oynus. So maybe it's Taka limited only to, maybe Ula himself, now it turns out, is really a special and only by Oynus and Mafata. That's what Tosfos learns. And Rashi's Mashmalev, no, but that still remains. Once we learn out the Oynus and Mafata, then apparently from there we learn out to call the Torah Kula, and it still remains true that Ula holds that Mamayna Mashal and Milka Leiloki. Okay, we'll see you again. We just want to have a sense of what's going to be going down. Let's see if I can Gemara. If Yechen Omar, Yechen Argus and Ula, and he says, I feel a tame a chayse naira. Forget, everything could be talking about a chayse naira. The Mishnah Malkus is also a chayse naira. But kanshi hisrubai, kanshi lo hisrubai. The answer to this theory is that in Malkus, when it says Elu and Aloikin, that's when there's Hasra and he can get Malkus. In Mishnah Vayos, that says he pays Mammon, Knas, that's where there was no Hasra and therefore there's no Malkus. Since there's no Malkus, so therefore he pays Mammon. So you see if I care? Al-Makasam Rav Yechon. See the Rav Yechon holds. Kol Heichadika Mammon and Malkus, wherever there's Mammon and Malkus, the Asrubai and there's Hasra, so there's actually Malkus Bepoil, Milka Loki Mammon Aloy Mashalim. That the Malkus Taka trumps the Mammon, the opposite of Ula. Everybody agrees, Kedei Rishos, you can't get both. But which one do you get? Ula holds Mammon and not Malkus. And Rav Yechon holds the other way around. You have Malkus and not Mammon. So where there's Hasra and you have Malkus, that overrides the Mammon. Only where there's no Hasra and therefore no Malkus, then you have the Chiyuv Mammon. Parenthetically, you see that by Malkus, it's only Malkus b'meisa that patters from Mammon, not Malkus b'shoigig. It's not like Misa. Misa is even b'shoigig, Tana b'cheskiyah. Malkus only b'meisa or not. That's implicit in Rav Yochanan. Later on, it's machlekes of Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. But I'll compare him, it's implicit in Rav Yochanan that Malkus only patters Mammon b'meisa and not b'shoigig. Zokni Mammon, only Rav Yochanan. What's Rav Yochanan's source for this? Mammon Kod says in the Pasuk, Kedair Shosli. That's the source for the whole idea that you don't have Mammon or Malkus. Only one. And which one? Well, the Sol Mechlein. The next pasuk is Avram Yakenu. So that's a gilui that when Kedei Rosh Hashanah kicks in, which one do you give him? You give him the Malkus and not the Mammon. But what do you do with what does Rav Yochanan do with Chayvul Lachareri? According to Rish Lakish, it's good. That might even be the source. But according to Rav Yochanan, Chayvul Lachareri becomes a kasha. How come by Chayvul Lachareri you pay Nezek? What happened to Mamayna Mishal? What happened to the Dinah? Why isn't the Malkus of Pen Yosef pater from the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri? The Chitay Mahani Mili Heichad Ali Asher Bey, maybe we'll say that in a Chanani, Chayvul B'Chaveri only pays if there was no Hasra, like Rabbi Yochanan says by Knas, but where there was a Hasra and this Malkus, maybe Taka don't pay for Chayvul B'Chaveri. Aval Asher Bey Milkaloki Mamayna Loi Mishal, says the Mori can't be. Vomer of Ami Omer of Yechanan, Rabbi Yochanan himself said, he called HaKol She'en Bay Shover Putu Loike, that if somebody gives somebody a Chabola, if it's less than a Shover Putu, so there's no mammon, then he gets malchus. Now, hechidom idale asrube. If there was no asra, my loika, why is there malchus? Elip shita the asrube. Obviously, it's a case where there was malchus, where there was asra. The time of the less be shover puta, and yet Rabbi Yochanan said only if there's no shover puta, then you get the malchus. Ha'ispe shover puta, but if there would be a shover puta, then m'mayna mishala milkalei loki. So you see the chayvul b'chaveri when there's a shover puta, you pay the mammon and not the malchus. If there's no shover puta, you get the malchus. But if there is a shover puta, you get the mammon and not the malchus. What happened to Rabbi Yochanan's rule that Malkus trumps the mammon? So the more Kedom Rabbi Loi b'feir ships with Eidim Zayim l'tashlumin, just like Rabbi Loi said in regard to Eidim Zayimim, that is a ribui that you pay rather than get Malkus. So Chanami b'feir ships with Eidim Chayvul b'chaveri l'tashlumin. So it's those two things, Chayvul b'chaveri Eidim Zayimim, which according to Rish Lakish are the paradigm that you mammon trumps Malkus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, they're the exceptions. B'feir ships with Eidim, they're the exceptions to the rule that there the mammon trumps the Malkus. Ordinarily, the Malkus trumps the mammon. Veichit mit Rabbi Lo, who is Rabbi Lo, and the following Mishnah: Idomano bishplaini shechayv lecharei masayim zus v'nim zuzaimimim. So they did a sheker, and they wanted to be chayv somebody moment. Loikin u'mishalman shle Hashem v'in leimakas midin leitashlum a different meir. Meir holds the loikin mishalman. That's Rabbi Shitin general that loikin mishalman. Vechacham aimim kolam mishalman ain't a loikin. No, k'tei v'shos, you can't get both. So therefore, you have your mishalman and you don't get malchus. V'neima kol a loikin a mishalman. Say faket. Since he gets Malkus, he shouldn't be Mishal. I'm Rabbi Loi, but Feir Shib Sotar, Yim Zayinim, Tashlumen, Hei Chirib Sotar, where's this Ribli? Mich Diksiv, Asisim Lekash, Zom, Alasis, Lachim, Yad, Biad, Lomali, it's an extra posit. Dor, Vanit, and Milim, Yad, Biad, Umay, Niyu, Mamen. So Chayul, Bechaveri, Nami, same thing. Mich Diksiv, Kashir, Osa, Ken, Yu, Osa, Loi, Ken, Yu, Nosin, Bay, Lomali, Dor, Vay, Sheish, Benesim, Umay, Niyu, Mamen. So we have a Feir Shib Ribli, both by Chayul, Bechaveri, and by Enim Zayimim, that Feir Shib Ribli, that you pay Mamen and not Malkus. That's as far as we're going to read. But it's an important point here to make, because this is really central, it's very basic to the whole, everything that's going on. So, Rav Yochanan holds, everybody agrees it's an Ibn Shasa. You can't get Malkus and Mammon. So you only get one. Which one do you get? So Ula says, Mammon and not Malkus. Mammon and Shalom Nukalei Lachim. Rav Yochanan holds Faket. You can't get both, so which one do you have? You get Malkus and not Mammon. That's the Machlokes Ula and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan agrees, however, that there are two exceptions to the rule. Chayul b'chaveri einim zayimim. B'feir shib sotara, that by chayul b'chaveri the zechiyah mammon. B'feir shib sotara by einim zayimim the zechiyah mammon. Okay, so there's exeris hakosu that the zechiyah mammon. But why is there no malchus? There's no b'feir exeris hakosu that there is that there's no malchus. We have exeris ordinarily malchus patnas from mammon. According to Rav Yochanan, malchus patnas from mammon. By chayul b'chaveri and by einim zayimim, malchus does not patnas from mammon. So you get the mammon. So maybe you get the malchus too. It says the fair is not the way. You get the Mishnah says that the mammon patters from the malchus, and by chayvul b'chaveri, Rav Yochanan says the fairish. If it's a shomer putu, the mammon patters from the malchus. Where does that come from? Why does the mammon patter from the malchus? Rav Yochanan sheet is the other way around. Malchus patters from mammon, and here this exists costly pay mammon anyway. But why should the mammon patter from the malchus? You see the fairish in this Gemara that kederish also can work both ways. Fundamentally, Kedera Shosli means you can't get both. Which one do you ordinarily get? So, since you can't get both, ordinarily you get the Malkus and not the Mammon. But where does exist the cost of that you get the Mammon? Like Rechayva B'chaveri, Be'edim Zaymim, Ferishib Sefer, that you get the Mammon. Then Kedei Shasa, he turns around and shoots him the other direction, and now it says, well, then you'll get the Malkus. But Kedei Shasa is not a halacha per se that Malkus patas from Mammon. L'chayr, that's what it says in this Gemara. Kedei Shasa is not per se a halacha that Malkus patas from Mammon. It's a halacha that you don't get both. You can't have shtayim. Kedei Shasa achas and not Kedei Shasa. So of course you always have to make a choice, and that we have Machlekes Ulin of Yochanan, which choice do you make? Given that you can't get both, which one do you, it's not arbitrary, which one do you give him? So ordinarily speaking, Rabbi Yochanan say, give him the Malkus and not the Mammon. But in those cases, namely Chayvel and Edom Zayimim, where there's a Gzeres HaKosov, that he gets the Mammon, then Kedei Shasli turns around and now says, okay, well, once there's a Gzeres HaKosov that he has to pay the Mammon, then he can't get the Malkus, because that always remains true, that Kedei Shasli, that you can't get both. That Kedei Shasli is not, it's very important, that Kedei Shasli is bi-directional. It can cut both ways. And therefore, it's not per se a halacha that Malkus patas from Mammon. It's halacha that you can't have both. So just to ask Chol Zvarim, just to talk about, we saw a machlokes in Mitzir daf Tzadik Aleph, Rashi and Tosfos by the sugya of Esnan. Is Kedei Shasli a din in Beis Din, or is Kedei Shasli a p'tur? Rashi holds Beferish that Edom Zayim that Kedei Shasli is a din in Beis Din. Based in Ein Lanu Koyach LaAnshei Shtayim, but fundamentally he's not Potter. Lots to say Shemayim. Rashi says he's still Chayim, and he Tofus Leimav Kinimine. That's the main thing. Rashi holds that even in Dini Odom, he has a Chiyav Atkadekach that the other fellow, if he's Tofus, he's Leimav Kinimine. Just halachin based in Ein Lanu Koyach LaAnshei Shtayim, and it's Mukhlach Nusugid the way Rashi learns the Sugid that's both by Mammon and Malkus. So both by Malkus, both by Misa and Mammon, and by Malkus and Mammon, because there are two cases. Anybody remember what were the two cases and where they was handling? Disha and Bal Ima. Esnan also tried to deal with Bal Ima. One is the case of Malkus and Mammon. One is the case of Misa and Mammon. And the Gemara compares one to the other. According to Rashi, by both of them, what's the Gemara saying? Esnan also tried to feel that there is a Chiyum Mammon. That's why it's called the Esnan, because there is a Chiyum Mammon. So there's no. Based and can't collect, but fundamentally there is a chiyuv. That's Shitas Rashi. And on the other hand, we were medayin Taisus. That Taisus holds that it's taka p'tur. That it's not just a din. We were medayin Taisus that tefisa does not help. That when you have kimli rabnei, tefisa does not help. Anybody remember what was the din Taisus? Well, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mice in Sanhedrin that was above the machteres, and they wanted to pay. I think it was Rava. And he said, "No, you can't. Don't pay because you're accumulated rabbi. I can't take the money." So Taisus asked, but "What happened to Lotzus Rishamayim?" So Taisus answers, "But they didn't want to be Lotzus Rishamayim. They thought they're chayim in the Adam." So Rava said, "No, I can't take it on false pretenses. You're not chayim in the Adam." So Taisus asked, "What happened to Tofas Leimav Kinmei? It's not less than a tefisa. If tefisa is legitimate, then if the guy offers you the money, you're not allowed to take it. It's not less than a tefisa." So apparently Tosfos holds Tefisa doesn't help. Why doesn't Tefisa help? Because there is no Chiyuv in Dinei Odom, it's Taka Potter. In Lossei Shemayim, Dinei Shemayim is Chayim. But in Dinei Odom, it's Taka Potter. So we're Mosaic in Tosfos, that Tosfos Shita is that it's Taka Ptur. That it's a Ptur. He's still Chayim in Dinei Shemayim, but in Dinei Odom, it's a Ptur. And the same deal, the Gemara there is talking about both Chayis, both Disha and Bal Imai, both Malkus Amaman and Misa Amaman. Apparently Tosfos holds that these are halachas of that it's both of them are p'tur rather than a din based. So I just want to speak out just very briefly. It says in Agamor that Kedei Shasli could shoot in both directions. It's bidirectional. You could reverse it. You could flip. You can change the polarity. And instead of ordinarily Malkus patas from Mammon, but where you have exerced a kosov that you have to pay Mammon, then the Mammon patas from Malkus. If it's a din based, then I understand that very readily. It's a din based and can't be mechay. Like Rashi says, Ein lanu koyach lo'in shishtayim. So I understand we can't be man shtayim. So. But which one do we have to choose? Which one do we choose? Well, according to Rabbi Yechanan, ordinarily we choose the Malkus. If we can't choose the Malkus because we have Gzeres HaKosov that says you have to pay Mammon, then it still remains true that Ein Lanu Koyach LaAnshei Shtayim. But if you hold like places that it's a p'tur, so if it's a p'tur, how can it be two directional? If it's a p'tur, Malkus patas from, what does it mean there's a p'tur, Malkus patas from Mammon and Mammon patas from Malkus? So Chore, Bashkofer Rishayna, if it's a p'tur, Malkus patas from Mammon, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But if you don't have the p'tur, because if Malkus does not patas from Mammon, how does it make sense to say Malkus patas from Mammon and Mammon patas from Malkus? But I think it's really not sure. because the p'tur is that he can't have a double chiyuv. That's the same way according to Rashi, based in can't be mechayev to chiyuvim. According to Taisus, a person can't have two chiyuvim. Or at least a person can't have two chiyuvim that came out at the same moment. Or to say for through the same, you know, the same moment, a person can't have, can't carry a chiyuv misa, a chiyuv malchus, and a chiyuv momon, you know, at the same time. It's just not chal on the person. So memela, only one chiyuv is chal. Which chiyuv is chal? Again, the same mahal. Ordinarily, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chiyuv malchus is chal, not the chiyuv momon. By chayiv the chaver, this exeris hakosuv that the chiyuv momon is chal, but it still remains true that two chiyuvim can't be chal. So memela, the chiyuv momon has to be chal. The chiyuv malchus can't, then the chiyuv malchus won't be chal. So that's really, I don't think, a problem at all. But so that still remains, I think, that still remains. The whole world learns Chorot Pshat in this Gemara. That you see that Kedei Rosh Hashanah fundamentally can go in both directions. It's not necessarily Malkus patterning for Mammon. Just as easily could be Mammon patterning for Malkus. On the other hand, Misu Mammon, Vipshotoi, is only in one direction. Loya also. That Misa patterns for Mammon. That's not from Kedei Rosh Hashanah. That's from Loy Olson. Loy Olson is a pasuk that misa patas for mammon. In the grammar of the drosha of misa mammon, doesn't say that mammon ever patas for misa. There's certainly no very case that mammon patas for misa. And pastas in the drosha itself, the drosha is Loy Olson. The drosha says that misa patas for mammon. So the pshuta, there's a difference between misa mammon and malchus mammon in this regard. That misa mammon is only in one direction, misa patas for mammon. On the other hand, Kedei Rosh Hashanah, which is malchus mammon, that really could go in two directions. It can be either Malkus, either one. Englund or Kayach Lenshishtayim. Or he can't be Chayavishtayim. Again, Kalmar. We have to choose. So that's the Nidin of Ulan of Yechon. Which one do we choose? But where one? But where the Torah tells us to choose Mammon, then we still say Teir Shos in the other direction. So it would seem to be a basic difference between Misu Mammon, which is only in one direction, and Malkus and Kedei Rosh Hashanah, Malkus and Mammon, which is in two directions. You remember Rav Chaim had another distinction of Misa Mammon and Malkus Mammon. Rav Chaim wanted to say Misa Mammon is a din, is a p'tur, and Malkus Mammon is a din in Basin. So far from what we saw Rashi and Taisus in Bava Metzia, that doesn't seem to stim. Rashi and Taisus both learn that in that regard the Gemara compares both. They're the same. Rashi and Taisus divide, you know, which one is it, but they're not Machalik Misa Mammon, Malkus Mammon. Yeah, Rav Chaim said it in the Rambam, so we'll see later on. But come on, in this regard, there does seem to be a difference between Misa Mammon and Malkus Mammon. Misa Mammon is only flows in one direction, and Malkus Mammon could go in two directions. There's a kasha though. They ask a kasha from Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin brings both of these drushes. Lo Yosim Kedei Rosh Hashanah. Lo Yosim Dinu Misa Mammon, and Kedei Rosh Hashanah Dinu Malkus Mammon. And the Gemara makes a tricha. So why do you need both? The Gemara has all trichas. I said, well, what do you mean? Why didn't it? It's two different things. Misa Mammon only goes in one direction. Malkus Mammon goes in two directions. If I only had the pasuk of Misa Mammon, so how would I learn? Even if I could learn, the Gemara makes it tzricha so that I can't learn out Malkus Mammon from Misa Mammon. But let's say we know tzricha, and I could learn out Malkus Mammon from Misa Mammon. But then it would only be in one direction, that Malkus Patas from Mammon. And that's not true. It has to go in both directions, because by Chayvil, by Chaverim, by Enim Zaymimim, we need the Mammon to Patas from Malkus. We can never learn that. We can never learn out from Misa Mammon. So that's a Belz Kasha. Take a look at the Gemara if you want. Just Oisius Machimus. The Gemara said, just the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Amnal for the two dots. The Gemara said, the Gemara brings the pasuk V'lo Yosain. Frak Gemara V'ha Meihochen Nafka Meihosum Nafka Kedei Rosh Hashanah Imishu Misha Achas Ata Mechayvay V'ata Mechayvay Mishu 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 Mishu. Why don't we need both pasukim? The Gemara says Chodu B'Misu Mamen V'Chodu B'Malkus Mamen U'Tzricha. And then there's all Tzricha. There's a Tzricha. What Tzricha? You don't need a Tzricha. Forget the Tzricha. At least you can't learn out Malkus Mammon for Misa Mammon, because if you did, you would only have it in one direction, and the halacha has to be in both directions. We need that not only Malkus Shabbat for Mammon, we need that Mammon Shabbat for Malkus. We could never learn that from Misa Mammon. So that's a major problem here. Somebody gave me recently a sefer from Rabbi Yaakov Gilman on Malkus, the meaning of Malkus. So he has there a shtickle. He wants to say because of this kasha and because of some other kashas that are not for now, he wants to say a chiddush that it's not true that Malkus and Mammon is both directions. It only goes in one direction. Malkus Patas from Mammon. The Gemara says that by Chayvel B'Chaveroi and by Adam Zaymimim, where the Torah says that you pay Mammon, you don't pay Malkus. So Lachari, you see that Mammon patters from Malkus too? She says, no, that's not the pshat. It goes only in one direction. Malkus patters from Mammon. But where is Exeris HaKosov that you have to get Mammon? So Mimela, it must be that the Exeris HaKosov is telling me that you can't, that you don't get Malkus either, because if you got Malkus, the Malkus will patter from Mammon. Beside a dover, it's always Malkus pattern from Mammon. It's never Mammon pattern from Malkus. But by Chayvel the Chaveroi, Shavar Pruto, where the Torah is a Chi of Mammon, Al Kochot, the Torah is saying that in that case there's no Chi of Malkus, because if there would be a Chi of Malkus, the Malkus would pattern from Mammon, and the Torah says it's a Chi of Mammon. Dover Muskel. We'll have to see, you know, going forward. Is he right? Is he wrong? But it's an interesting thought. So even if the muscle, even if I would have learned out Malkus and Mammon for Misa Mammon, with, you know, if not for the Tzrichas, I would have learned out Malkus and Mammon for Misa Mammon. It would still be true. It would still be able to be reversed, because it's not really fundamentally being reversed. It's a thing that Malkus patters from Mammon. If the Torah says it's a Chiyah Mammon, Akoch, there's no Chiyah Malkus, because how could there be Malkus patters from Mammon? Anyway, that's an interesting thing. The Rambam has a chiddush. We pass like a Yechonah. That Malkus patas from Mammon, ordinarily speaking, all things being equal, Malkus patas from Mammon, except by Chayvel b'Chaveroi, Exeris HaKosov, by Chayvel b'Chaveroi, it's the other way around. If you Chayvel b'Chaveroi Shavar Puto, the Mammon patas from the, we'll use the normal language, not Rav Yaakov Julman's language, the Mammon patas the Malkus. If you Chayvel b'Chaveroi less than the Shavar Puto, so there's no Mammon, then you'd have to get Malkus for Pen Yosef. But if Chayvel b'Chaveroi Shavar Puto, the Mammon patas from the Malkus. What if he was Chayvel b'Chaveroi, a Shavar Pruto, on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is a separate Chi of Malkus for being Mechalel, for it's Chaval to Malamat as Malachas. Shaychet, anyway, it's not so clear which Malachat belongs to, but Chaval is an Issa Dereisa and Shabbat. So a guy was Chayvel b'Chaveroi on Yom Kippur. Be Shabbos and be Chiyav Misa. We need to take out the Chiyav Misa. Yom Kippur, there's no Chiyav Misa. Or Yom Tov for that matter. Yom Tov is the same thing. Why does Ram talk about Yom Kippur? Why is it only Yom Kippur? Anyway, I'll tell you what the Rambam says. I'm not quite sure why he says Yom Kippur more than any other Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov is Malkus. So the Rambam says, the Rambam, he pays Mammon. So that's a very interesting chiddush. In other words, in the Gemara itself, the din that Chayu l'chaveroi, this gezeir is also, you know, yad liyad, tells me that Chayvel, that the Malkus of Pen Yosef doesn't patter from the moment of Chayvel the Chaver, and then it turns around and the other way around, and then we flip it, and the moment patters the Malkus. But here we have a new Malkus in play. There's the Malkus for being Mechal Yom Kippur. Chayvel to be a Malkum to say that now there's a new now there's in this Malkus the Nogzeres HaKosov. No, ordinarily speaking, Malkus is supposed to patter the moment. By Pen Yosef, the Malkus of Chayvel the Chaver, there's Nogzeres HaKosov. That the Malkus of Pen Yosef does not patter from the Mammon of Chayvel b'Chaveroi. And then you have to pay Mammon, and once you pay Mammon, then the Mammon patters from the Malkus. But now we're getting a new Malkus. It happened on Yom Kippur. So now there's a new Malkus for being Mechal Yom Kippur. So in Svarah, one could argue that this new Malkus of Yom Kippur, this is a regular Malkus. This Malkus doesn't have a Xeris HaKosov that it doesn't patter Mammon. That it can't patter the moment of Chayvel b'Chaveroi. This is a regular Malkus. It could patter. Why can't it patter from the moment of Chayvel b'Chaveroi? Now already the moment, the Malkus of being Mechal Yom Kippur should patter from the moment. And the Rambam says not that way. The Rambam says no. Since by Chayvel b'Chaveroi there's exists a kosov that the moment patters the Malkus, so that moment patters all Malkus. Patters extraneous Malkus as well. The chayyur what it's tolyin is we have this exercise akosu by chayyur lechaveri. The chayyur lechaveri is memayin mishalim milkalei lokim. Is it exercise akosu in the moment of chayyur lechaveri, or is it exercise akosu in the malchus of chayyur lechaveri? Is the Torah saying that the malchus of chayyur lechaveri is special, that it's not able to pater the moment of chayyur lechaveri? Or is the Torah saying that the moment of Chayvul Bechaveri is special, that it's not nifter al yidei the malchus of Chayvul, that it's not nifter? Is the Torah saying aloch in Chayvul Bechaveri that the malchus of is the aloch is you can hear it two ways. You could hear that the Gzeres HaKosov here is that the malchus of Chayvul Bechaveri, the malchus of Pen Yosef, doesn't pater for a moment. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's Gzeres HaKosov that the moment of Yad B'Yad, the moment of Chayvul Bechaveri, is not nifter al yidei malchus. So in the Rambam apparently understood it the second way. It's not Exeris HaKosiv in the Malkus of Pen Yosef. If it was Exeris HaKosiv in the Malkus of Pen Yosef, then if I had some other Malkus that doesn't have Exeris HaKosiv, like Yom Kippur, so then that's an ordinary Malkus that would pater for a moment. The Rambam apparently learned the other way around. It's Exeris HaKosiv in the moment, that the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri is not Nifter Alidei Malkus. So now that this is a special moment, Chayvul B'Chaveri is a special moment, it's not Nifter Alidei Malkus. So once Chayvul B'Chaveri is a special moment that is not Nifter Alidei Malkus, so it's Nifter Alidei Malkus of Pen Yosef, and for that matter, it's not Nifter Alidei other Malkus either. That's the Shita Sarama. That's the Shita Sarama. Important Shita Sarama. The Chayim put that arrived to the Rambam because the Gemara says later on in the sugya that if somebody was chayvul b'chaveroi and at the same time he was chayvul b'chaveroi and at the same time that he was chayvul b'chaveroi he was also mazik mama. So then. Also Mazik Maman. One second, what's the case? I'm not sure I have this right. I'm not losing this case, so never mind, it's not so important for right now. But the Chayim Eskech HaShon Rambam, and this is what I want to, this is, well, time is short today, but the Chayim Eskech HaShon Rambam, from the Gemara itself over here, from this Amud, it says in Rambam that by Chayim B'Chaveroi, this, again, within Rav Yechon, when passing like Rav Yechon, it says in Rambam that by Chayim B'Chaveroi, this the Gzeres HaKosov, that Memoina Mashal Milkalei Loki tells me that this moment is not Nifter Alidei Malkus, and it's not Nifter Alidei other Malkus either. The moment of Chayvul B'Chaveroi is when you have, no, it's Chayvul B'Chaveroi Yom Kippur. Not only is the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveroi not Nifter Alidei the Malkus of Pen Yosef, but Faked, you have to pay the moment and not the Malkus. It's not Nifter Alidei the Malkus of Yom Kippur either, and you have to pay the moment, and presumably you don't get the Malkus, even the Malkus of Yom Kippur. The Chayim ask, so the Gemara has a theory, two Mishnayos. Our Mishnah says that Abol HaChayso you have to pay Knas. The Mishnah Malkus says that Abol HaChayso you get Malkus. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's answer? Can't she Yisrubay, can't she lay Yisrubay? Our Mishnah is talking about where there was no Hasra, there's no Malkus, then you pay Mammon. The Mishnah Malkus is talking about where there was Hasra, since there was Asrah, there's Malkus for Bala Chaisai. So this is Malkus for Bala Chaisai. So maybe you don't have to pay. You don't pay the moment of Knas. So the Chayim asked Rabbi Krager and many other Chayim. They ask, one second. By Bala Chaisai, by Innocent Mufata, there's moment not only of Knas, there's also moment of Pagam. What is Pagam? Chayvul B'chaver. Pagam is Nezik. Nezik is Chayvul B'chaver. So l'chora, every oinus, you also have the, besides the knas, besides the moment of knas, you have the moment of gam, the moment of chayvul b'chaveroi. The moment of chayvul b'chaveroi is not nifter al yedei malchus. Not only is it not nifter from the malchus, al yedei the malchus of Yosef, the Ramjus is not nifter al yedei the malchus of Yom Kippur. Presumably, it's not nifter al yedei malchus of achayseh either, of bol achayseh. So Mimele, he should have to pay them out the moment of chayvul b'chaveri. And once he has to pay the moment of chayvul b'chaveri, so the moment of chayvul b'chaveri should pater him from the malchus of Baal HaChayseh. What's the difference between Baal HaChayseh and Yom Kippur? These are both extraneous. No, it's chayvul b'chaveri itself, the Zerse Chosuv, is chayvul, the moment of chayvul b'chaveri with the malchus of Pen Yosef. Now we're adding a new malchus. In the Gemara's case, Baal HaChayseh. In the Rama's case, Yom Kippur. What's the difference? These are both, you know, extraneous chiyuvei malchus that are not really built into every chayvul b'chaveri, but they happen to happen over here. The Rama Shita is chayvul b'chaveri Yom Kippur. I don't say, oh, now there's a new malchus. That malchus patters the moment. I say, fakir, there's a kosev. The moment of chayvul b'chaveri is impervious to being nifter al yedei malchus, and you have to pay the moment, and now the moment patters the malchus. So Baal HaChayseh should be exactly the same thing. He was Baal HaChayseh. There's a chiyuv chayvul b'chaveri. Gam is chayvul b'chaveri. So there's a chiyuv moment of chayvul b'chaveri. And that chiyuv moment is impervious to being nifter al yedei malchus, and now it should turn around and should pater from the malchus of Baal HaChayseh. And once there's no malchus, then it'll pay knas as well, because you take the malchus off the table. Shemari de Kakasha. I'll read the Ram. Achayvul b'chaver b'yom ha'kippurim. Afilu b'mezid chayv b'tishlumen. Afal pishov arveir shu chayv alei malkes. V'alei kol mechuyiv malkes v'tashlumen loike v'ein ha'mishalem she'ein odom loike u'mishalem. The Ram is asking a question. First the Ram says, Alocha. Achayvul b'chaver b'yom ha'kippurim. Afilu b'mezid chayv b'tashlumen. Frek the Ram, what happened to Kteir Shossi? What happened to the Nevenil of that ein odom loike u'mishalem? Zok the Ram, that's usually the halacha. Chutz mechayil b'chaveri, shu mishalim, shay befeir shibs atay b'chayil b'chaveri l'tashlumen, shenema rak shifta yitain. It's funny, Ram brings a different pasuk, rak shifta yitain. Why does Ram bring the pasuk rak shifta yitain? He should bring the pasuk of Yad B'Yad. Maybe I'm just thinking now. Maybe there's a when the Ram brings the pasuk Feir Shibs of Torah Chayvul B'Chaveri L'Tashlum, he brings the pasuk of Rak Shiv to Yitin. So that's that by itself is funny, because the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk of Chayvul B'Chaveri Nami. Michti Siv Kasha Osa Ken Yosla Ken Yinosim Ve'Lomali Ken Dover Sheish Benesina. So he's learning out from the pasuk Kashem Yitin Mumba Odom Ken Yinosim Ve. Ish gitin mumam misle kasher also ken yosule. No, that's not good. Kasher also can you also like? Can you nothing by Lama? The Sheva Tachasheva, Ayan Tachasayan, Shane Tachashane, Kasher Yitin Mumba Odom can you nothing by? Dove Shane's been a sinner, my new moment. So the Marbury is a postic of can you nothing by? Postic of Ayan Tachasayan, a postic of Nezek. The Ram brings the postic for some reason, I don't know why, Rakshifta Yitin. Postic of Shevets. I don't know why the Rambam does that, but you know, maybe there's some pesach here to say a teretz. By only some of that, there's boishes, there's pgam, there's tsar, but lo shemana the shevis. I don't know why, but there's no, we don't find the shevis by only some of that. The Mishnah talks about that boishes pgam and by tsar b'mufuta, but not shevis. She can go back to work the next day. So maybe somehow the Rama holds that this gezeres of kosov that chayvul lechaveri doesn't have the mammon that chayvul lechaveri that the mammon doesn't is impervious to patas the malchus rather than the other way around. It's the mammon of shevis, not the mammon of nezek. But it's very hard to believe that because avada haloch is called that chayvul lechaveri even if there was no shevis. Not every chayvul lechaveri has shevis. Every chayvul lechaveri he called hakol sheyesh b'shomer puta. He's going to pay Shevis. Does that work? No, not. It's just hard to read too much into that. So we'll start with something else, maybe. We're not going to be able to finish today. Maybe we'll just just flag a few things. The Ram has a mechudesh to kashita altogether about Nezek and Tsar and Boishas. Unbelievable shita. That was the Perkei of Chaybul Mazik. Alach Avav. Hoida Chaybul Shu Chaval. First, he starts off with the case of where they were edim. That's a specialized case. But then the Ram says, "Avlam loy hayu sham edim klal." But if there were no edim, who oimer chaval to be v'hayidim yatzmai? That was moida that it was chayvul. Potim in anezik min atzar. V'chay b'shebes u'b'boishes u'b'ripi al piyatzmai. The Ram says that somebody is moida in moidim chabala, so he's potter from nezik and from tzar. He has to pay Shevis and he has to pay Ripui and he has to pay Baishas, but he's potter from Nezek and Tsar. So, Dr. Amma, the Loma Mishalim Odom Shtoisha Dorm Elo Al Piatzmai. Why do you start to say, Dr. Amma asked the other way, why do you pay Shevis, Ripui? We would have asked, why don't you pay Tsar, Nezek and Tsar? Dr. Amma says, why do you pay Shevis and Ripui and Baishas? So, Dr. Amma, Shevis and Ripui are moment who they like nas. Shevis and Ripui are moment. Like shift to Yitin v'rapi rapi. It's moment. You were mafsid in a moment. He's out of work, so he loses income for that amount of time. He has doctor's bills. That's moment. These are moment. Stick a chiyuv. Shim lo Yitin lo harei chisrei moment. Shum is rapi by your bottom limelachdei. You're mechasrei moment. Apparently though, Nezek and Tsar, the Ram is saying, are not moment. Because you weren't mechaser in mamon, you were mechaser in eiver. You were goyim him tsar. That's not called the chisar in mamon. So the Rambam seems to say that the chi of nezek and tsar is a chi of knas. And therefore, if you made this, made the knas potter. And what about boishes? Chare boishes, which one should boishes more resemble, nezek and tsar? And the Rambam is a chiddush. But which one should? So, but if already we're going to accept that, so what does boishes more resemble? Boishes should also be a knas. So why? But the Rambam says boishes could be moided to, you are chayiv if you moided. So Ram himself explains, v'haboishes, why does he have to pay, if he's moided in the chabal, why does he have to pay boishes? Says the Ramam, so for a different reason, v'haboishes lo higil lo yele b'sho shahayda b'faneinu shechobal boi. The boishes happens because of the haido, shahanechbal shalei chobal boi b'fnei odom, if he would have been chayivalim in private, nobody would have seen it, ain lo boishes. V'haido osu be based in who should be shoysoi. It's the Haidah based on that causes the bushel. So therefore, by Boishes, there can't be a Ptura Maida B'Knas, because the Busha happens from the Hidah itself. So that's altogether weird. So what does that mean? The Busha happens from the Hidah itself? Well, we're not going to spend time some today, you know, going forward. Boish is not asking you, but I just want to talk to sort of a couple of minutes. You know, let's say we'll buy the Rambam's, you know, we're going to buy into this Rambam that Nezek and Sarah, since he wasn't Mechasri Mom, and it's Knas. And therefore, Moedib Knas Potter. Boish is really also, the Rambam's saying, it's also really a Knas. So how come you don't say Moedib Knas Potter? He says, no, because the Hidah happens, the boost, the Hidah itself is what's Mevayashin. So the Chorot Pashto is Poshtran Rambam at face value. The Rambam seems to be saying that the thing that's Mevayashim is not the original, you know, that he slapped him. That's not the Busha. That was in private. The Busha is that he came to base and he was murdered that he slapped him. That's caused the Busha. So therefore, it's not. So therefore, it's like he did the Nezek in front of. He did the Busha in front of Beistin. So he's not a Moedah B'Boshes. He's a Mevayash in front of Beistin. You know, if somebody. Somebody's ma'anis psul in front of Beistin, so he's not a moedah, and then we don't need a zaydah, we saw it with our own eyes. Over here, we don't need a zaydah to the busha. We saw him be mevayashim in the noah, because the zaydah itself, that's the ma'isa busha. That's what the Rambam sounds like he's saying. So I don't understand. So let's say Edom come to Beistin and say that he was mevayash somebody. So Edom come to Beistin and he slapped somebody. So why does he have to pay? Yeah, then he does have to pay bushes, right? That's bushes. Edom came and said he was mevayash. Why can't he say, one second, I wasn't mevayashim? You're the ones who advised him. You came to Beisdin and told the story. You did the busha, not me. Oh, so some of the answer is. So maybe we'll answer that there was already a busha l'chatchila, because if you slap him in private, then there's no bushes. But here he slapped him in front of Edom, so he was advised him. And now the Edom are coming and telling us that he was advised him once upon a time. So what if he comes to Beisdin and says, I slapped him in front of Edom. The Edom are dead. But he comes to Beisdin and he's murdered, I slapped him in front of Edom. So then he's murdered, there was a Beisdin. He wasn't a Beisdin. He wasn't a Beisdin in private. So maybe in a Chanami, maybe then Taka, he's Potter. Then he is a Meidah. Meister Ram Taka began, I'm a Moedah Edom Klal. It was for other reasons. But then there's another Rama. The Rama says in Tainim Nitim, the end of Perak Aleph, the Rama says that if somebody comes, the Rama says like this, the Rama says that if somebody, I say to you, I that you were chayvul on me, and you're kaifra akol. So what's the din of a kaifra akol? It's like a shvus heses. So the Rama says, he has to take a shvus heses on the shevis and on the ripui. And on the bashis. But he doesn't have to take a Shavuos Heses on the Nezek and the Tzar, because the Nezek and the Tzar is a Knas. He could have been Moedu Potter. So there's no Shavuos Heses on that. There's no Shavuos Heses on a Chiyu Knas, since he could have been Moedu Mithra. But on the Shevis and the Ripui and the Baishas, there's a Chiyu of Shavuos Heses. So I understand, why is there Shavuos Heses on the Baishas? I come to you and I say, you slap me, you were Mevayashim. And you deny it. Even if you're lying, there's no Busha. Because the Busha is only when you're Moedu. I come to you, I say, you slap me in private. And you're kaifer. So the Ram says, you have a chiyu shvus heses, because you're being kaifer in a chiyu mammon. Why are you being kaifer in a chiyu mammon? You're not being kaifer in a chiyu mammon. I didn't say anything. You slap me in private. That's not a busha. If you'll be murdered, that'll be a busha. He said, I don't know, this busha thing is strange. And we're not on the sugya busha, so I'm for sure not on the sugya busha. So I don't know. Mustama, the direction is going to have to be that the Ram doesn't mean to say that if he slaps him in private, there is no chiyu busha. The Ram just means that since the Hidah itself is a Mevayashim, so that you can't have a din of Moedah B'Knas Potter. You can't have a din of Moedah B'Knas Potter if the Hidah itself is a Mevayashim too. Anyway, kach. But the Ma'aseh Shitas Ram, Boshes is going to put on the side. Boshes has this anomalous nature that it's a Knas. Apparently, it's also a Knas, but if you're Moedah, you're Chayef. Because the Hidah itself is a Mevayashim, whatever that means. But the Yisoid of Shitas Rambam is that Nezek and Sar, and Boishas for that matter, fundamentally are Knossos, and Moedah B'Knas is Potter. If you Moedah Nezek and Sar, the Rambam holds that you're Potter. And only Shevis and Ripui, those are Chiyuvei Mom. Agav, they say that, you know, the Fidah Rambam is rather very Meduk Pshut Shal Mikra. The Torah puts the Chiyuv of Shevis and Ripui separately than the Chiyuvim of Nezek and Sar. If you look in Mishpatim, Rakshif, Te'itim, V'Rapa, Yerapa, that's beginning of the parsha. And then it says, then it talks about the Kilan Eved, Yemayim Yamad, and you have the Sugya of Mevlodos, the Psukim rather of Mevlodos, you know, of Lo Yosin. And then you have the Psukim of Ayin Tachas Ayin, and so on, which is the Pasuk of Neg. And Tsar. Tsar, we're also going to have to remember Ayin Tachas Ayin, as, I think from Petzah Tachas Petzah, we're Marvet Tsar. One of them is Meyuta, we're Marvet Tsar. And then, and Baish is all together, Parashim Kiseitse, Shalch Yoda, Bechzika, Bemelusha, Bechatzai says Kappa, Bechzoche Senecho, that's the Parashim of Baish. Like Shevis and Ripley is one Parsha. And then you have Nezek, and that's one set of, that's one Pasuk, Rak Shiftit and Rabbe Rabbe. And then you have quite a bit later in Parashim Mishpatim, you have the Psukkim of Nezek and Sar. And then Parashim Kiseitse, you have the Psukkim of Baish. We put it all together, Nezek, Sari, Peshev, is Baishas. So, the Fidah Ramam, it's not a right of the Ramam, of course, but just the Fidah Ramam, it's quite very nice. You know, Rakshif, Ethan, Rapi, Rapi, that's Chiyu, that's Moment. And then the Torah goes on and talks about the Einshim, talks about the din of. Then the Torah talks about. What's the Mevlodos? Anyway, the Torah separates the Pashas. Anyway, kach, but that's Shittas Rambam. So they ask, the Magen Mishnah asks, from a Feirush Mishnah in our pair, the Mishnah says, and that the Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, I'm a Pitisi as Bita Yishol Ploini, Mishalim Boishes of Kamal Piyatsmai. The Mishnah says beferish that he was mefat to someone, so he has to pay the pekam al piyatsmei. What is pekam? Pekam is nezek. And the Rambam, when he brings this Mishnah down to Halacha, the Rambam is that if it was moed in oynus, he has to pay tsar al piyatsmei. So beferish in the Rambam that boishes of pekam, you pay al piyatsmei. What is boishes of pekam? Boishes of pekam is nezek and tsar. I'm sorry. It says beferish in Mishnah that you pay boishes of pekam, and the Rambam adds tsar as well, but by an oynus with a tsar, you pay boishes of pekam and tsar al piyatsmei. So boishes not a problem. Boishes, the Ram tells by moedah, but boishes is always chayal piyatsma. But nezek and sar, that's pekam and sar. The Ram says beferish. The Mishnah says that you pay pekam al piyatsma. The Ram brings it lahalacha. The Ram says you pay sar al piyatsma as well. The Mishnah doesn't talk about tsar; it's talking about pitui. But by oynus, the Ram assumes for the pasuk. Oynus is the same thing. What happened? The Ram shita is that sar and nezek is a knas, and if you moed in sar and nezek, if you chavalti bechavel, someone who's moedah, he was chayal. Then he does not pay nezek and sar. There's moed of the knasta. And here we have a feirush mishnayis. Feirush mishnayis. The Rambam brings them lahalacha that if a person is moed in oynus and mefata, then he has to pay by shesukam and sar. It's the Magen Mishnah's kasha on the Rambam. Yeah, we're running out of time. Apparently, we have to be mechalak. So, what exactly is the chiluk between by shesukam, even on the face of it, by shesukam and sar? Boishes gam and tsar of an oynus are exactly chiyuvei nezek tsar and boishes. What is gam? We make a shuma kami shova b'shuk as a psulach. Now how much is he shova b'shuk now as a b'ulah? The gemara says that's nezek. What's tsar? Tsar is tsar. Boishes is boishes. Somehow we have to mechalik between the gam and tsar of oynus and mafata and the nezek and tsar of chavolus b'alma. Somehow for some reason. The nezek, the shittas Ram is that the nezek of tsar of chavolus v'alma is a knas, and the nezek and tsar of oynus u'mefata is mamon. So that needs a hesber. And if we'll find the hesber, that's number one. And if we could find the hesber, then maybe there'll be a pesach to answer the Craig's kash on the Ramam. That you know, by chayvul v'chaveroi, the Ram says of chayvul v'chaveroi. If he pays, and even if it's with Yom Kippur, the mammon doesn't the mammon patters the malchus, and by the kashuas by oynus and mefata, you also have nezek and sar. So why don't I say it's also chayvul v'chaveroi? So why isn't the tashlumen of pekam patter from the malchus of malach chesed? Maybe if we can answer this Magen Mishnah's kashu in the Rambam, maybe we'd have a pesach for that as well. Maybe not. We'll see. Okay.
Or some of the